That's what Crossing the Meadow is about. It's a story about a couple of quite nice ghosts who got stuck this side and can't cross over, can't cross the meadow to wherever they are supposed to be going because they have some unfinished business to do, which is, solving a very old murder, a 30 years old murder, which is not a simple thing to do if you can't talk to people. And investigating a murder when you can't actually communicate with the world around you is sort of frustrating. And in Crossing the Meadow, you see quote, human side, unquote, of these ghosts who go through all these problems. They need to solve these problems, and they're very, very frustrated. And I think it's a humanization of ghosts that has been a topic that I've been trying to tackle for a long time.
Well, I will tell you, just by sitting here listening to you talk about it, I think you've done a very good job, in as much as that you've done an interaction here with, you know, from the perspective of those who have crossed over, as opposed from just the human alignment of, you know, how do we feel about them, but more importantly, how would a ghost feel, or a spirit, or whatever you wish, somebody that hasn't been able to leave the earth plane, how do they feel about being able to not communicate, and, you know, how do they do all of this? And, you know, I guess what we need to say here, Kfir, is this book is not just about ghosts, but it's about, you know, you've got a little bit of mystery and suspense in it, and, you know, a little bit of action going on. The way that the opening, by the way, the opening chapter, which is called The Fog, I loved the whole, it captured me right from literally the first page this book did. Where, you know, you're not quite sure what's going to be in the next page. And as you read it, you kind of go, wow, this is absolutely awesome. And the whole premise about speaking with ghosts, you know, I speak with spirits all the time. But my whole perspective certainly isn't from this perspective that you've given it in this book. And it's an amazing thought process. I think there might be some truth to some of this, the way you've written it.
There might be. I think that writing it, or after writing it, I got the feeling, okay, this might be how these guys are feeling, really, you know, trying to put myself in their position. It's quite awful being stuck and not being able to do things that you were used to do,